time to chat election. We are joined again this week with Tina Beaudry, former MLA for Regina University. We've got the leaders debate, the English one, coming up tonight. What are you expecting from that?
I think it's going to be really interesting. I did catch some of the French one later last night. I think it's going to be really interesting for a couple reasons. One, you know, Mark Carney is relatively unknown to a lot of the Canadian public, so this will be the first time that many people will get to see and hear from Mark Carney. He hasn't been elected before, and so this will be really, really important for him, especially since they're ahead in the polls, so he's got really a lot to lose. I'm also really watching the NDP. They've been declining in the polls over the last number of months, but I've seen them really ramp up some more human kinds of messaging lately. And I'm interested to see how that plays out, because whatever vote they try to increase will probably bleed away from the Liberals. And I think that's going to be really interesting.
So for, you know, people that don't follow politics too closely, but will be watching the debate tonight, what should they be looking for in the debate? Because a viewer.
I think a couple things, Mark. One is, you know, the question of leadership. And so I think, you know, we are in a pretty important moment in Canadian history in terms of our relationship with the United States. So I think thinking about who might be best to bring Canada forward, I think is really important in the negotiations with Donald Trump. But it's, I would say also that it's not, that's not the only issue. I think we've all seen over the last number of weeks that Donald Trump is going to change his mind on almost a daily basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Canada really needs to think about what's important to Canada. And so, you know, how do we protect the things that are important to us in terms of Canadian values? And so I think there needs to be a little bit more substance on those kinds of issues as well.
So we've got the advance poll starting this weekend. If you're not registered to vote, how can people do that?
Yeah, so you can go on to the electionscanada.ca and register to vote. But you can also just show up with two pieces of government-issued ID, and they'll register you right at the polling station. So if you want to find out where to vote, you know, go to elections.ca. There's a voter information piece there. You can pop in your address, and they'll tell you what your poll is. And then go to the poll, and you can register right there. I strongly encourage people, you know, as an insider, I'll tell you, if you vote early, you'll be off everybody's call list.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. So you're an advanced poll voter then?
100% I am, you bet.
I will be an advanced poller as well, I think. Take advantage of that. So advanced polls run from tomorrow until the 21st, and then, of course, the election is on the 28th. Tina Beaudry on the phone with us, former MLA for Regina University. So this week we're going to look at Regina Qu'Appelle as a riding and kind of get your opinion on how that one is going to shake out. So we have Dion Feller for the People's Party of Canada, Rahima Mian for the Liberal Party of Canada. I hope I'm saying these names right. Andrew Scheer, who's the incumbent for the Conservative Party, and then Chris Simi running for the NDP. So, yeah, how do you see that riding shaking out?
You know, it's going to be tough for the other candidates. Mr. Scheer is not only an incumbent, but he's a seven-time, you know, he was first elected in 2004. He's won six consecutive elections.
Wow.
And the last two, he's gotten more than 60% of the vote. And even when I looked at how he was affected by the boundary redraws, which we talked about last week, you know, he got more urban areas than rural ones. But still, if you're winning by more than 60% of the vote in the last two elections and you've run seven times, I think you're pretty...
Yeah.
It's going to be really difficult for one of the Liberal candidates to break in.
And if people do want to learn more about those candidates in Regina Qu'Appelle, they can go to the elections website as well and kind of click on websites there. Although Andrew Scheer is the only one that has a website, so you might have to do a little bit more digging for the other candidates. Tina, we appreciate you taking some time again today to chat. We will talk with you again next Thursday and then catch up on Election Day the 28th as well.
Yeah, sounds terrific. Have a great weekend.